Hebrews chapter 5. For every high priest, being taken from among men, is established on behalf of men in the things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to exercise compassion toward the ignorant and erring, since he also is encompassed with weakness. And because of it, he ought, even as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sins. And no one takes the honor upon himself, but only as he is called by God, just as Aaron also was. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my son, this day have I begotten you." Even as also in another place he says, "You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek." This one, in the days of his flesh, having offered up both petitions and supplications with strong crying and tears to him who was able to save him out of death, and having been heard because of his piety, even though he was a son, learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation, being addressed by God as a high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek, concerning whom we have much to say, that is also difficult to interpret, since you have become dull of hearing. For when, because of the time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you what the rudiments of the beginning of the oracles of God are, and have become those who have need of milk and not of solid food. For everyone who partakes of milk is inexperienced in the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the full grown, who because of practice have their faculties exercised for discriminating between both good and evil.